Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lieber out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen bunts in front of the plate. Danning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chiazza for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Larry French. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Danning and he is out, Chiazza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Wally Berger now playing center field. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott juggles the ball. That's an error on Ott. Hartnett scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Collins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel strikes out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripple strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.